just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a Tuesday. We are loaded here in the 3 o'clock hour. You'll hear from Tom Brady in a moment. Cup of Joe. And also Twitter Police and Red Alert. I'm here to get you caught up on everything, including the World Cup and Team USA at 5 minutes past the hour. Here's Chris.
All right, USA versus Iran. U.S. needs a win to advance. They are up 1-0 at the half with a goal by Captain America, Christian Pulisic. Aaron Rodgers said on his weekly appearance with Pat McAfee, he received positive news on the scans yesterday on his chest. He expects to play Sunday against the Bears. Bad news for the Eagles. Cornerback Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will miss an indefinite amount of time after lacerating his kidney on Sunday night against the Packers. And Jerry Jones says that he's cool signing Odell Beckham Jr. even after the airplane incident in Miami.
All right. Day baseball with a quick, a serious question for Chris. Does the public or do the players know how much time is left in a match, or do the guards or do the refs guard that as a secret? And why? Can you explain? Yes, the whole added time thing.
Yeah,
it's on the scoreboard, right?
So, like, afterwards, yeah. The fourth official will hold up a board that will have how many minutes are still to go.
Yeah.
But these guys, they know about, you know, they know if it's 4 or 5 minutes or 9 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time in, like, club soccer, you don't get these crazy long stoppage periods that you've been getting in the World Cup for whatever reason.
There's also a freeze frame photo of the alleged offsides. It cost America a second goal.
Looks like it was onside, Chris. That photo that who sent that in? But that was a good photo. That looks
scammer
like
time.
That looks like onside to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was. That's a questionable call.
CBS Sports has also put it out as.
We did find out though that they need to score a bunch of goals and have, if they do win the group, which is still possible but highly unlikely, they would play the Netherlands, and if they finish second, Senegal?
No, you got that backwards.
Reverse.
So okay. If we finish second, which is most likely, I'd say like a 98% chance, as long as we win this game, it will be the Netherlands. And then if we manage to win the game, then it would be Senegal. Now, it looks like Christian Pulisic was taken off at halftime. He was. Brendan Aaronson went on.
In case you missed it, Pulisic may have lost his man sack scoring his goal. He was down for a long time.
Jimmy's down.
Good one, Chris.
Wow.
Yeah, back to this freeze frame photo of the offsides. You can see the changing color in grass, you know, it's dark and light, and the this is a bad call by a solid step.
Yeah, and what's frustrating is in every other league around the world, they will let that play go on, and the ref will go back and look at it after the fact.
I thought that's what they were going
to
do.
Well, the World Cup this year, that's the first tournament that they're implementing it in, or first major tournament. Maybe they've done it at a U-20 World Cup or something like that that I don't watch. But they have offside assistant, which is basically a little buzzer in the referee's ear that if this technology deems that you're offside, they call the play dead right there on the spot, which is frustrating because that's not the way that it's played with most of the world.
Could be a gnat for all I know when you buzz in his ear. I mean, how do you explain that to the people?
It's fixed.
Yeah,
that's a tough call. It's understandable. Like in the NFL, when they buzz down, they go right to the monitor and these guys don't even do that. Why don't they buzz down and have them go to a monitor?
NFL? They should. They should. I didn't like that.
Buzz in the ear. That could have been a bug.
It could have been. I saw a story that said 400 to 500 people were killed getting Qatar ready for the World Cup, which is unbelievable to me.
Not surprising.
What kind of labor do they have?
Well, what's crazy is that those numbers are just going to be on World Cup-specific sites. They're not going to include the new airport that they built, all the hotels that they had to build, the new subway system, redoing all the roads. They had to rebuild basically their entire city to host this thing.
In the desert. All right, let's fire off some sound bites here from Sound Street. Tom Brady, you know, you may wonder, does he ever regret coming back and playing and losing and all this stuff? He says, no, losing is hard, but hey, I'd rather lose and play than sit around at home. This is on the Let's Go podcast.
I think it's pretty easy, you know, for us to get into kind of a routine. And, you know, if you get on that routine and you get on the hamster wheel, and I've definitely experienced this too, where you just – you're running so hard every day, you don't always get a chance to take inventory. And I think there's always moments where, like in an off season, you need to recalibrate kind of this sense of who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. And I've been very, you know, football. I saw one of my great college friends last night, Aaron Shea, who had a 7-year career. And he is one of my best friends, played for the Browns. He was at the game yesterday. He's like, God, man, 23 years, you know, could never imagine that. And it's been so much fun, and I've enjoyed so many aspects of it. Look, losing is hard for all of us, but I'd rather lose and play than not play at all. And, you know, I love playing. I love competing. I love trying to be a little bit better every day. I love going out there with a sense of purpose to try to get better. And ultimately, I love trying to play at a championship level for my teammates. And obviously, there's challenges every year. Everybody has unique challenges, you know, on and off the field. And you know, you work as hard as you can with the circumstances that are presented before you. And, you know, we're just going to keep fighting till the end. And we'll be measured by, again, by what happens over the course of a long season. And we still have 6 games to go. And there's a lot of things that can happen. The future is not written by any stretch. There's a lot of that's going to happen in the next 6 weeks of football. And hopefully we can find better rhythm and find a way to get a win this Monday night against New Orleans, which will be a huge game for us.
All right, Tom Brady and the Saints. I mean, against the Saints. Both teams fighting just to get to 500 in that division.
And the remember, the Buccaneers beat them earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off 2-0 with Dallas and New Orleans.
Yeah.
Both on the road, right?
Yes.
God, that's a long time
yes,
ago.
Because the Dallas game was in Dallas.
Yeah.
I had the wrong promo running, and
yeah, that's right.
New Orleans game.
All right, this time they execute a proper corner kick, Team USA, but nothing happens. Ran going the other way.
Apparently, Jeff Saturday has had a change of heart.
Oh, what do you say? Oh, quarterback?
Yeah.
Did he bench Matt Ryan?
No.
Oh.
And let me punch it up here. We can play it. This is definitely worth playing.
Change your heart on the timeouts?
Gonna make it a surprise for you. Yes.
I could play other things while you're telling
it up. Yeah, play other things.
Here's John Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson had a tweet that he had to take down. It was a tweet out of frustration after the game. Somebody said, hey, we should get rid of Lamar Jackson and spend money on a real quarterback and win. He wrote a rather disparaging tweet, took it down 3 hours later. Here's John Harbaugh on Jackson's Twitter beef.
John, he had the tweet after the game where he went after one of his critics on Twitter. Did you talk to him about that? Would you plan to talk to him about that? And do you have any comment on your reaction to that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him. I heard about it last night. Talked to him this morning. I talked to him on the plane, too, a little bit, but that was about other things and things about the game. And then, you know, I just talk to these guys. We talk a lot. We talk a lot about football. But we also talk a little bit about that stuff, too, you know, what goes on in terms of the media and everything. And really, you know, it's just beg guys not to, you know, not to get into the Twitter world right after the game, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive. It's not going to be a nice place, you know. And I think that's kind of reflected in Lamar's response, because what he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before. But like you said, Bo, he wants to win. You know, I'm sure he's frustrated, just like we all are. And that's just a place you just don't want to live right after a game. And, you know, I know he understands that. Lamar Jackson, you know, you've been around him. He's got one of the biggest hearts of anybody I know. You all have seen him, the way he treats people, the way he treats kids, the way he treats the media, you know, and he's also one of the biggest competitors I've ever met. So those kind of conversations, he takes very seriously, you know. So you get trapped sometimes by someone that's baiting you just a little bit, and you can't live there. It's not important. You know, I see you shaking your head, Luke. You're right. And that's, That's something I love about him. But, you know, I think that's not a place he wants to be, and that's certainly not things that he wants to say.
A couple of things. One, look, Lamar Jackson, I understand the frustration, but how long after this game did he do this? I don't know the
timeline.
Pretty
quickly after.
I mean, I was like, he walked into the locker room. I mean, come on. It's like you're in the locker room getting dressed and you're tweeting out this nonsense. You know what you'd be thinking about? How have you lost four games this year in the fourth quarter with the whole team, blown leads, and lost all four games by, I think, 4 points?
Oops. Yeah.
You know, tweeting nasty stuff or whatever it is you're doing. That's not going to change anything on the field.
You can't win.
Can't win.
All right, you got Jeff Saturday.
You can't win, Rock.
You can't win, Rock. you got Jeff Saturday queued up. Change your heart.
Change your heart with the timeout yesterday. Imagine.
Oh. All right.
Here we go.
Obviously, there's always things everybody wants to do, plays they want back. I wish I had that third down back, in all honesty. Wish I'd have used a timeout. Just looking at it on film, looked at it last night again, looked at it this morning again, and from a time perspective, I felt good, but you could tell we were in disarray. I just didn't have a great feel, and Parks made a great call. I still liked the call right away. You know, I told him to have one ready, and as soon as he went down, he had the call in place, so his was on. But then we had the formation and personnel. We had guys running across, and again, I just, you know, looking back, it's a learning experience. I didn't meet my expectations. Again, I hold the guys accountable. I'm accountable for that. Just wish I would have. That one's the one that's going to stick with me. So use it as a learning experience. Hopefully get better at it, but frustrated with myself on that. And
well, that's something we talked about, and I give him a lot of credit for manning up there. I'm just wondering if Matt, said, "Hey, let's get a timeout here," and he said no. And Matt said, "Okay, let's go."
Don't forget, they're down to their third assistant offensive coach upstairs. Not like they got a veteran offensive coordinator calling plays up there. They fired him. A couple weeks back too.
We said that this was a good possibility that this could happen.
Yeah,
with this,
but that was an honest answer by him.
Oh yeah, it was an honest answer that it's very possible. There's going to be some miscommunication and some clock management decisions that might cost this team, and it did.
Yep.
But I give him credit for, not throwing Matt Ryan under the bus, but saying he used the word disarray, and they were in disarray.
All right. Still 1-0 USA, 54th minute. Joe Winter has stepped into the studio. Cup of Joe time. Of course, he handles our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Chris is going nuts on the other side of the glass. Don't worry, nothing's happening. Joe, how are you?
Joe. I heard him down the hall.
Oh, yeah, he's loud.
During the goal.
All of us.
Oh, that might have been me.
It was three of us, and then Richard came in here, our chief engineer. He opened the door and barged in.
Yeah. So I have a question.
Anybody can just walk in here. The on-air light's always on. It's still stuck.
You guys are just so friendly and welcoming.
Yes, we are.
That's what it is.
You have no choice.
I have a question for you since we're talking about soccer. We have a couple things on our website right now. Chris posted a serious soccer article about who should play in the lineup and who shouldn't play. And I noticed somebody put on the hottest dudes of the World Cup on our website as well. Which is getting more hits?
I think you already know the answer.
No, I'm curious. Yeah. We have a male-dominated audience, so but I don't know. I'm curious.
The
hot dudes?
It's the hot guys, yeah. What is it, the hottest? Pete, you got it in front of you? Like the hottest guys of the World Cup?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is?
It's not trending now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Most popular names for dogs and cats. That's interesting.
That's always a winner.
We always like putting strange stuff on your side, along with all the sports.
Because it works.
Yeah, I like that one line of just like other stuff.
Yeah.
That's where we're...
Other
stuff. But yeah, the thing, you know what? The pictures in that, those are some fine-looking men.
Yeah, I got it. Here we go.
Sure. Got it. Yeah.
Now, I know what Craig's going to say here.
Oh.
Before he even says it. At number 12, from Germany, Alison Becker. Go ahead. I know what he's about to say. Chris knows what he's going to say.
What?
I don't even know who that dude is.
But it's the name.
Like Boris Becker? No.
He's Alison from Brazil,
Becker.
Not Germany.
Alison usually say, "Oh, it's a dude
named after a girl." Name on a dude.
That's what you do. You do that all the time. Whether it's Leslie.
It says he's from Germany. He's the Brazilian keeper.
Oh.
It says Alison Becker (Germany).
Well, What are you going to do?
We have to go back and fix that.
Maybe.
Is that you?
At this point.
Who's responsible?
Who knows?
Number 11, Isco.
Chris's cousin wrote that one.
Alarcón from Spain.
Okay.
Jorge Sanchez, number 10 from Mexico.
Well, Pete, who do you think is the most handsome dude in the World Cup?
I don't care.
It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He should be number one.
Is he the Jimmy G of soccer?
He's much better than Jimmy G.
I think I'm going to be honest. I think Jimmy G's a handsome guy.
No. He's a better player at his sport than Jimmy G is at his sport.
I thought you
sport.
Said he was better looking than Jimmy
no,
G.
No, he's much better than Jimmy G.
Matthew Lecky?
He's much more along the lines of like Tom Brady.
Also handsome.
Yeah.
Corner kick, nothing. Matthew Lecky or Lekai from Australia.
Lecky, isn't he an Avenger? Or one of those?
No, Loki. Loki's the
bad guy.
Step back, Craig.
Step off, George.
Number 8, Marco Asensio from Spain.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Neymar Jr. from Brazil, number 7.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal, number 6.
I know who he is.
Kevin Trapp from Germany, number 5. Olivier Giroud from France.
Olivier Giroud.
Did you say? See, Pulisic scored a goal and then pretty much had his man sack ripped off.
He's fine.
He's not in the game right now.
I was editing, and then I heard the yelling of goal down the hall.
Yeah.
So I looked up at the TV and I saw the replay, and that was he scored, but wow.
You work on the other side of the building. You with our doors closed. You heard that?
Y'all are loud.
Number 3, Rodrigo De Paul from Argentina. Number 2 is Marcos Llorente from Spain. Number 1. Fabian Schär from Switzerland.
I think if you're born in Switzerland and your parents name you Fabian, you got a leg up.
Why
right
doesn't
there.
Fabian get as much press as Elvis?
Does he have long, flowing blonde hair?
Yeah,
I'm just visualizing long,
that's
flowing.
That's what comes to mind.
Not inside. No, it's
that's Fabio.
Most of these guys have short hair.
Fabian and Fabio. you got things to do for Christmas on the website.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff. A lot of fun stuff this time
should
of year.
Should I put more things about pork rinds in there? Because there's always pork rinds here.
No,
that's Pete's protein go-to during the show. Pork rinds are healthier for you than you think.
They are very healthy for you. There's way, way, way less sodium. Fats are all – it's just you wouldn't think it. You would think it's there, but no. That's only the first time I brought them in 2 weeks. Last time you were here, a couple weeks ago, I had them.
Every time Joe's in here, you got pork rinds.
Yes. I had my big granny apple.
Yeah.
Right. And people are also loving Pete's take on the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Except for Ohio State fans. They don't want to hear it. I went to Ohio State. We don't want to see them in the playoffs.
You don't?
We don't feel like they – you know, I want to go see them play the Rose Bowl. You know, have a good chance.
Really?
But in the playoffs, I don't feel like they have a chance.
You wouldn't want a chance at revenge at Michigan in a playoff game and get a championship?
Fantastic.
I don't think it would turn out any better.
I agree with you on that. Ryan Day, pretty much hot seat, right? You
want to
fire that guy after getting blown up at Michigan 2 years in a row? Even though those are the only two losses he's had?
Only two losses.
Rematches have shown in the college football playoff that the revenge is big. It happens a lot. On a neutral field? They were only down by 8 with 7:23 to go. They kind of fell apart the lap, but it's not like Michigan was ahead by 24 points the whole game.
Touchdowns.
Ryan Day just didn't feel confident about the running game. I mean, they started a linebacker as running back.
No, I understand. I agree with that. They only had 19 rushing yards in the second half, which I didn't understand because they weren't that far behind.
It wasn't that bad. I don't know why he kind of abandoned the running game.
Well, he's a good coach. You overcome, you adjust, you adapt.
Which he didn't.
I think there's a great chance of TCU and USC both lose that it's going to be Ohio State and Alabama in the playoff, and there's a chance you could have two rematches. Although Alabama didn't play Georgia this year, but
do you think it matters to them, TV audience?
Yeah,
because Ohio State has such a huge fan base. You look at those numbers, the ratings for Ohio State and Michigan. Does that play into who they put in the top four?
Yes,
I think
it does.
I think it can, but then you look at it the other way. If USC they went out. And people want Ohio State still to jump over them, as you saw in that part of the poll I did. But USC is the number 2 market in L.A. However, they don't have near the fan base, not anymore, that Ohio State does. I think they factor in a lot. I think they factor in a lot of things. I'm not entirely convinced tonight that USC is going to be number 4 when the committee comes out.
Bald Eagle is a Buckeye fan. He says every Buckeye should want a playoff bid there, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Sorry. After watching that,
you're a walking controversy.
I was just—he
doesn't want to see. Joe's like me. He doesn't want to see that garbage again. We're done with it. There's no need for a rematch. It's over.
Let's see what happens.
Same outcome.
Let's do the Rose Bowl and then see what happens next year.
Re-rack it for next year.
And I think Pete, was it you I said to it? It's really hard to win college football right now with a quarterback who doesn't want to run at all.
Yeah.
You think about the teams that do really well. I mean, their quarterbacks aren't necessarily running quarterbacks, but they'll do it. And Ohio State doesn't have that.
Clint Williams is going to win the Heisman now. I'm convinced of that for USC. No, but Stroud is probably going to come in second in the Heisman.
Amazing pocket passer.
But you're also going up against an unbelievable defense in Michigan. That doesn't mean that can happen. I mean, Georgia's a great defense, too. But I'm saying Alabama is, you know, it's not like they've been a stellar defense this year. If they ever had, that's not possible. They're going to play. Well, that could happen in a championship contest. But they play Michigan on a neutral field again?
Wait a minute.
The number's already out. Iowa State would be favored. They already came out.
But why do you think it would be better in a neutral field? Here's the situation. Advantage Michigan if it's at Michigan. Mm-hmm. Neutral field, it's neutral. And then Michigan is not at an advantage, and they beat them by 3 touchdowns at Ohio State. What makes you think a neutral field is going to be better for Ohio State than a home field?
I didn't say it would be better. I'd just like to see it be.
Then that means Michigan would win even by more.
No. Well, why? Ohio State's favored in that scenario by 2.5. We already went to the line. They already have the lines if that happens.
Hmm. They just want the money. That's all it is.
It could come down to money. Maybe
imagine
they'll end
Vegas wanting money.
Yeah. Here's 941. As a Buckeye fan, I do not want to be embarrassed again. I think there's more of that than you
realize. God, what's the lack of sack on you people? What is wrong with you? How can you not want to fight till the very end?
He says his team is soft. The Buckeyes are soft.
Oh, come on.
Just being honest.
You had really a bad quarter. A bad half a quarter where you got outscored by 21 points.
We're weak.
It was a one-score game up until the 7:23 mark.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good. We're actually, hopefully, she's throwing the leftovers away today.
Oh, really?
I've had enough turkey.
I got one more turkey salad sandwich ready to go here for lunch. I'm going to down it.
That's the last one?
Last one. And it was from Saturday's 2.0. We had two Thanksgivings.
Oh, you did
so
that.
So it's still fresh.
Oh, no. Our stuff's all of it was Thursdays. Mm. And it's got to be done.
All right, we're still 1-0, 64th minute. Joe, thanks as always for coming by. It is Joe Winter, Cup of Joe, ESPNSWFL.com. Say your line where
great
you scroll.
Stuff you're the man.
Please click on everything and scroll to the bottom. That's how we get paid.
That's right.
You like that line now, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's your tagline. Make a T-shirt.
I said it as a joke the first time, but
it
I like
sticks.
It.
Sticks. That's how those liners work. Just try it, and it's stuck against the wall.
There's also an amazing article on the Jacksonville Jaguars mascot.
Oh, I meant to mention that. Florida man, yellow skin tight suit with the red, white, and blue
Speedo. And I saw the highlights this morning. There's a bunch of different videos out there.
He was doing it.
Not family friendly.
Not all of it. No, there's some
never seen that before.
Shad Khan's not going to be happy.
Thrusting motions from the mascot.
If the players thrust, they get a 15-yard penalty. The mascots, it's okay.
Well, he's wearing a Speedo.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So it's about the uniform, I guess.
All right, Joe. Always a pleasure. Cup of Joe every Tuesday. Appreciate that. Don't forget, it's conference championship week in college football. ESPN Southwest Florida has 3 of the biggest games. Friday night, we'll have the Pac-12 championship between USC and Utah. Then on Saturday, we start coverage at 3:30 for the SEC championship game between Georgia and LSU, followed by North Carolina and Clemson in the ACC championship. College football coverage has been brought to you all season long by Diamonds by Diane and Twin Peaks. Red Alert coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman at Shepard ESPN, Southwest Florida. Team USA missing a PK. Still up, though, 1-0. 72nd minute.
Nope, they missed a free kick.
It's not a penalty kick?
Nope.
No.
Explain me the difference between a free kick and a penalty kick.
Penalty kick is one-on-one with the goalkeeper. A free kick is outside the box.
Oh, I like those
Which is why the handball was a handball.
I got you. Nevertheless, we missed a scoring opportunity. How about that?
It's not nevertheless. They're very different.
Same result.
No, not the same result.
All right, explain this to me. They just put up a graphic, substitutes remaining. USA allowed three, yeah, around one. How many substitutions are you allowed?
Five.
How many players do you have on a team?
11. Oh, on the pitch.
On the bench and all that. No. How deep do you carry?
Is it 18 or 25 in this? I don't know.
There's 25.
25 guys would seem a lot.
22, something like that?
18.
By the way, if this score holds up, the United States will play on Saturday morning on Fox at 10 o'clock against the Netherlands.
Have a day, boys.
10 o'clock on Saturday.
All right. And early enough to not really interfere with
the game will be all by
championships.
Noon.
Yeah.
Well, no, not necessarily.
It's a morning game?
Well, these games can go 120 minutes.
That's true. Oh, yeah,
plus PKs.
Plus, that's right.
Those are penalty kicks, Craig.
Then go 30 minutes, 15 each side, which they have to, of overtime. And then, if it's still tied, then penalty kicks. So, yes.
There's PK and FK.
Yes.
FK.
Yeah.
All
right. Red alert.
Red alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. Round robin style. Let's do it.
Red alert, Craig Sheeman, for his take a few years ago about Hugh Freeze. He ripped him. He humiliated him. He degraded him, all for a couple of phone calls to a Tampa Bay relaxation therapist. And I told him then, and I will tell you, as I said then, he will be back in a big-time job, probably in the SEC, before you know it. Say it, Craig.
Auburn will be on probation in 18 months.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
For football, I got to be more specific because basketball is always touch and go.
Well, Bruce Pearl's a Jet. Red alert, you.
Ready to do that.
I just dumped that. I'm not letting you put that out there.
All right, fair enough. Red alert.
Not letting you get in the way of America again. Red alert, Hugh Freeze. Congrats on the job.
Okay.
But you now coach for the most, the craziest fan base.
Fickle.
Yeah.
Very fickle.
In the country. And if you are not competing for the SEC West title by 2024, they'll buy you out. Red alert, Hugh Freeze.
2023.
Maybe.
I had Jeff Saturday on his red alert, but I kind of got to take it back. But it was a red alert live last night. He did make a mistake. Should have called a timeout at some point to give his aging quarterback a breather, but didn't. But to his credit, admitted today that he made a big mistake. And clock management, big time. That is huge for coaching. But yeah, I'll keep him on the red alert, Jeff Saturday.
All right. A lot of texts coming in want me to call this thing. Even Herbie Hancock.
Stop it.
Not going to do it. Red alert, Aaron Rodgers. You're hurt. You're expensive. Your team sucks. And Jordan Love looked pretty good to me. Do the math on that. Red alert, Aaron Rodgers.
Red alert, Big Ten East. You've dominated Big Ten football since the conference went to an East and West division, but now Luke Fickell at Wisconsin and Matt Rhule at Nebraska could start changing the tide a little bit. Red alert, Big Ten East.
We'll see.
Red alert, Coach Sala for the Jets. You made another big mistake. You handled last week's press conference like you should have. It was excellent. Yesterday, not so much. What you should have just said was, hey, the best players that, you know, play the best in practice during the week are going to play. That's all you had to say. You gave like a mini timeline. You mentioned Zach Wilson by name. Not a good thing. You screwed that up, Coach. I hate to tell you, you screwed that up. And that's why the Jets will lose by 78 to Minnesota on Sunday.
All right.
Red alert.
Red alert to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also the Browns. You're sub 500 in December. Still in first place, though. Red alert, Bucs. You stink.
So I just got done putting the Big Ten East on red alert. Red alert, Big Ten West. There are 10 teams playing in the Power 5 Conference Championship games this weekend. Mm-hmm. Only one of those representatives are not ranked. That would be you, Big Ten West representative Purdue. Be better, Big Ten West. Red alert.
That's pretty. What do you think?
At least they're in it.
Red alert. Mike Tannenbaum this morning on Get Up. Absolutely horrific take on the Minnesota Patriots game. Everything you said was incorrect. Everything. You had 30 seconds to say your piece. You said nothing that was relevant or correct. You didn't mention the plays of the game. For either team, it was just pedantic blathering. And I don't know how guys like that get hired to be the GM. Not once, but twice. But thankfully, not thrice. But red alert, again, Mike Tannenbaum. I really don't understand your football knowledge. I don't. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. Never have gotten it.
He's never GM'd your team.
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, I've had others just as bad. So trust me. I've gone through the pain, Chris. Anyway, red alert, Mike Tannenbaum.
No.
So it's not Pigskin Picks. Red alert, Chris. Red alert, the Ohio State Buckeyes. First of all, it appears you're taking the Michigan beatdown hard. Ryan Day, clearly on the hot seat. And today, in case you missed it, the school president resigned. Whew. Man, they must take this game seriously. 86-50 aggregate score. That's soccer lingo for you over the last 2 years. Red alert, Buckeyes.
Red alert, Greg Norman. A few weeks ago, Rory said that you being involved with LIV Golf, not for the overall good of the sport. And now Tiger Woods reiterating those comments, wanting everybody to get to the negotiating table together. And it can't happen with a lightning rod like Greg Norman. Red alert, Greg Norman.
Death blow for Greg Norman right there.
Red alert, NBA, except for the Celtics. This team is a wrecking machine. And if they are the deepest, they have the best defense, and they have the best team. And in my opinion, I don't say this hyperbolic, I think this is the best team they've had since 1986.
Just don't play Chicago.
I'm not saying that's it. Just don't play. Don't play the Bulls.
Yeah.
Red alert.
Red alert. Russell Wilson. It is clear your team does not like you. Red alert. Russell Wilson.
Red alert, Russell Wilson. There have been 29 quarterbacks to play 50% of their team's dropbacks this year. Number 29th in completion percentage, Russell Wilson. Number one, Geno Smith.
Wow.
Red alert, Russell Wilson.
I like that. That's fun.
Red alert, Lakers. I believe, did I see the number this morning, was 384-0 or 284-0. I forget. It was a huge number when they led by 17 in the history of the franchise going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore. Put a big fat one up there thanks to the Indiana Pacers. And rookie Andrew Nembhard hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. Lakers, you stink!
Yay.
Red alert.
It's not a foul.
Red alert, Seahawks defense. Josh Jacobs just lit you up for 300 yards. Red alert, Seahawks defense.
I played against him in two of my three fantasy leagues this week.
Against him?
Yeah, not good.
Okay.
Not good. I lost them both.
Sorry.
Red alert, age. It ain't nothing but a number, at least to Miguel Cabrera. He's coming back. 20th season.
Well, you don't want to walk away from that 25 mil that's still hanging on the end of that contract.
He's been really bad, by the way. Red alert, age.
Last one for me. Red alert, Boo Boo and Yogi and the rest of the college football playoff committee tonight. at least for this week, you need to put USC in at number four and Ohio State at five. That's what you that would be the proper thing to do. But there's still a little Captain Kirk red alert in the back of my head that says it's still going to stick Ohio State at four and then give some crappy reason as to why. But we'll see.
Okay.
Red alert, Boo Boo and Company, College Football Playoff Committee.
All right. Red alert, world champion LA Rams. You're done. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, thanks for the draft pick. Love that. Red alert, LA Rams.
That's all it's about.
Jesus.
Oh, red alert, Bart Scott. For me to have to turn the radio off, that takes a special kind of ignorance when talking football, and you, sir, accomplished that feat today. Red alert, Bart Scott, dum-dum.
Wow. Red alert, Pete and Chris. The U fell a bit short of your 10-win and ACC championship game predictions. Just thought I'd lob that out into the radio sphere one more time. Red alert, you two.
Yeah, well, you had me at Middle Tennessee State.
Any more? All right. Red alert.
He doesn't even know it's over.
Red alert, Tiger and Rory. Apparently, COVID be damned. It appears neither of you decided to take COVID seriously and both played the British Open with COVID. At least that's how I see it. Red alert. And red alert, Vladimir Putin, you ass clown. End this war. Red alert. Team USA up 1-0, 83rd minute.
Ron with possession in USA territory.
No.
Ref is goofy as hell.
Horrible.
Well, all right. Let's take a break.
Please.
We got Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition. That is coming up next. And in an hour, your chance to go head-to-head with Pete Shepard of Wikipedia, win free subs for you and a friend of Firehouse Subs. That's 1 hour from now. Sheema to Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida. Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. We are in the 90th minute. USA 1, Iran 0. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know how much added time is coming.
I've always been taught to say Iran, but you can say Iran. But you see the press conference yesterday or 2 days ago when the player of the United States got chastised. He made a great speech, by the way, but he got chastised for saying Iran.
I don't care if we insult them, how we say their country.
Well, technically, they're supposed to be Iran. Yeah. It's like Oregon, tomato. Oregon. You don't say Oregon, you say Oregon.
9 minutes of stoppage. It's
Louisville, Louisville. Jeez, they... 9 minutes? That's like a whole nother, like, 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Feels like 99 minutes, doesn't it? Minutes of stoppage time.
All right, we're into out of time now. I mean, we got to wait till Chris's rundown before this thing's a wrap. Next segment.
We're going to do Twitter Police Sunshine
State Edition. Twitter Police
Sunshine
State Edition first. It is now. Take it away. Yeehaw.
Well, doesn't happen often. Sometimes it's more than often than not in Southwest. But we're going to start local today. All right? Really local.
All right.
Woman arrested for burglary at Smash Fitness in Cape Coral.
Ah, the Cape.
Cape Coral police said a Fort Myers Beach woman broke into Smash Fitness and started eating and wearing their merchandise. Officials with the Cape Coral PD responded to a call in reference to a burglar alarm on Del Prado Boulevard South last Saturday around 3 a.m. So through the window of the front of the store, officers saw a woman later identified as 53-year-old Tracy Ischel Amelian behind the counter rummaging through drawers and items. Now, when officers knocked at the door, she was wearing a Smash Fitness sweatshirt. She walked towards the front door, unlocked it, and allowed him inside.
Really?
A half-eaten piece of a cake protein bar was scattered across the counter along with an open protein shake.
Oh, wow.
The computer behind the register was also open to the point of sales tab. Amelian said she was unsure how she ended up at this location and was not an employee at the gym. She helped herself to snacks, beverages, and clothing because she was cold and hungry.
Diehard texting in, shaking my head. That's one of my favorite gyms.
The investigation transpired after she became unruly and began screaming Profanities at the officer. She attempted to grab one of the officers as well as kick an officer. And then she tried to grab the taser and handcuffs. Shortly after, she was placed under arrest. Inside her purse, Craig, was a glass pipe that yielded a positive result for the presence of fentanyl. She's being charged with petty theft, resisting with violence, battery on a law enforcement officer, burglary, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
What just happened? What just happened?
Nothing. We're okay.
Was that a penalty kick? What is
this? No, it was just almost a goal. We're fine. Okay. We're fine.
All right.
Continue.
Thanks. Headline, Florida man gets drunk and attempts to set tents on fire. A homeless marathon man arrested after became intoxicated in an attempt to destroy tents belonging to other people. Monroe County Sheriff's Office responded to a scene around 11 o'clock last Wednesday. 56-year-old Adrian Nelcon Yarborough was found yelling at people, threatening to kill everybody. Following an investigation, it was discovered that Yarborough got into an argument with multiple victims. He then began pouring water on their tents, telling them it was gasoline. Yarborough was able to rip one tent open before spraying disinfectant and attempted to engulf it in flames. He also struck a person in the face with a metal gate. No reports of serious injuries. He was arrested and charged with a whole bunch of stuff.
All right. Sounds about right.
Yep. Wouldn't it be a Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition but without the villagers? Couple in golf cart arrested late night at near a pond. In the villages, man and woman in a golf cart arrested. They were found late. A Lady Lake police officer spotted the golf cart at about 1:30 in the morning on Thanksgiving at the retention pond near the intersection of U.S. Highway 27 and 441 and Main Street. Officer parked in the lot near the Ruby Tuesday restaurant at Spanish Springs and walked over to the pond. Officer shined a flashlight on the couple, later identified as 58-year-old Timothy Luther Smith. And 31-year-old Samantha Heverin, both of Summerfield, who appeared to be intoxicated.
Wait a minute. He was 58. She was 31?
Yeah. Chronological age doesn't really matter in this day and age, does it? Heverin admitted she had a crack pipe and needles in her purse.
Ah.
She's from Toledo, Ohio. Also had a container of methamphetamine concealed in her bra.
Really?
One does. Smith was also found to be in possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. And the marijuana was found in the Maryland Native golf cart.
Wait a minute. Was that 2 minutes for me or 2 minutes for the soccer match there, Chris? You're holding up two. Seems like
it's for you.
Probably for
that
us.
That was for you.
We're in the 95th, about to be 96th minute, plus nine at a time. 1-0.
Headline, many of you have seen this. Possibly a woman is suing Kraft, not Robert Kraft, claiming Velveeta macaroni preparation time is misleading.
Isn't that his company?
A Florida woman is accusing Kraft Heinz of misleading advertising because on the time it takes to prepare a single serving cup of microwavable mac and cheese. While the company markets its Velveeta shells and cheese as being ready in 3.5 minutes, Amanda Ramirez says that that's only the amount of time each cup needs to be microwaved, and that the actual preparation process from stirring in water to letting the cheese sauce thicken takes longer. A 15-page class action suit filed earlier this month alleges that parent company Kraft Heinz sells more of the product and at a higher price than it would if it didn't mislead consumers about the pasta's prep time.
I've never seen a soccer player grab another guy's jersey from behind and just yank him down like our
happens
just did to USA.
Pretty much every game.
Never seen
it. I agree. See it. Have you seen it this game? The lawsuit seeks more than $5 million in damages and looks to cover consumers in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, New Mexico,
Utah,
Alaska, Iowa, Tennessee, and Virginia who purchased the mac and cheese cups during the applicable statute of limitations period.
Chainsmoker says he's 44, girlfriend 25.
Only you come up with that.
Just
chronological, yeah, but you seem shocked and appalled.
It's a big gap.
Last one, Florida man destroys car at Disney World in the parking lot, left $100 and said he was sorry.
Oh, oops.
Anyway, you get the picture.
All right.
There you go, Twitter Police, Sunshine State Edition.
Nice job.
Another sad case of humanity right there.
97th minute. So almost we'll have the finale. And the results, Team USA, 1-0 over Iran. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.